on, Sil? Is this on?
And now, coming to you live on NewAgeInsiders.com,
we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Please welcome Jason Maltoff.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
Get ready.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
Hi, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
It's finally here, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome!
We have finally made it to the show of shows!
We're at the Silver Dome!
Yeah,
we are brother. We are so excited to be part of what we really do feel could be the best WrestleMania weekend of them all. We are live on location in New Orleans with hundreds of amazing wrestling fans. We have several new NAI Mania hardcore champions, including the likes of Shinsuke Nakamura and the Empress of Tomorrow.
And Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold. Who hasn't been NAI Mania champion? It's easy to pin Chip.
Most likely he tripped.
Thank you to everybody who's come out to the Connor's Cure WrestleMania tailgate, benefiting an outstanding cause. We are so proud to be part of this for the fourth straight year, and every year it gets a little bigger and a little better, and it's because of everyone that shows up and makes this event special. For those of you who are new that have never heard of us before, you're like, why'd the music stop? Who are these guys? Well, we're going to try to entertain
Surprise!
You. Surprise! Yeah. My name is Jason Maltoff.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on all social media platforms at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Everything we've got going on is also available on NewAgeInsiders.com and live from WrestleMania. We are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We have already seen an unbelievable weekend unfold in front of us. TakeOver was maybe the best show NXT has put on so far.
We had a hell of a Hall of Fame night.
We were lucky enough to be Bill Goldberg's personal guests at the Hall of Fame, where I spent 3.5 hours trying not to wet myself with excitement.
I have a picture that is the personification of joy.
Yep.
If you ever want to see a picture of like a person that is at their happiest, I have that picture.
Bill Goldberg is a Hall of Famer, and I told you so. And also, you know how like you have those weird social moments and awkwardness, like you don't want to see somebody more than once in a grocery store?
Yeah, right.
I had a moment with Randy Orton where, because I was on the red carpet, he looked at me like, I should know you, so I'm going to smile like this.
And yes.
I'm like, yeah, Randy, right back at you, Viper. But the Randy Orton,
The Randy Orton experience.
The Randy Orton, he's going to be like The Rock now. The Randy Orton is the United States champion and will be defending his title. All the titles are on the line. This show is going to be getting over sometime early Tuesday morning, I think is what they scheduled it out to be.
So strap in, everybody. We're going to reload. We'll take an intermission somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning today.
Exactly.
And then we'll get back at this probably around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. And then we debut the women's tag titles, and we never go home. We live in New Orleans now. Welcome to your new house.
Surprise.
It's unbelievable. But I got to ask, we have an open chair, by the way. We've been downloaded on 6 continents. You can be heard literally around the globe.
Unfortunately, you have to sit under Maddie's tights.
Yep.
Maddie made New Age Insiders wrestling tights because he likes the Velveteen Dream. My face is somewhere near his balls.
Yep.
So,
and in a way, isn't that a metaphor for life itself?
It is. It really is.
So if you have, we have the open chair. If you'd like it, if you'd like to come on, listen, if there's fans listening from all across the globe, we'll get your WrestleMania predictions as well. We've already talked about TakeOver and how outstanding it was in the Hall of Fame and all sorts of fun. So now it's time to truly get to the main event of the weekend, which happens right there at the Silver Dome, brother. So I gotta ask you before we get into specifics, what are you looking forward to the most as WrestleMania is just hours away?
I mean, I think I'm not alone in saying Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
I'm looking forward to Hillbilly Jim's speech ending.
Yeah, that's still... Again, that's still going on at the Smoothie King Center behind the Silver Dome.
Exactly.
They took an intermission. They'll be back at it.
Right.
He's still naming towns in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So
we were all here to see you, Jim. Thanks for taking 40 minutes.
But Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. We saw this match at a Wrestle Kingdom a few years ago. It was fantastic then, and it looks to be fantastic tonight. This is going to be the most Wrestle Kingdom-y of all the WrestleManias.
Okay. Which is definitely Vince McMahon's goal, right?
Yeah,
because
definitely.
Because he's known to embrace foreign cultures so well. But what I'm looking forward to the most, by no stretch of the imagination, like with no exaggeration, is Charlotte versus Asuka. I'm a streak guy. I'm a Goldberg guy. The Undertaker gave us something special for over 20 years. And what I really think you have the opportunity here is to tell a special story, because we were at NXT TakeOver over SummerSlam weekend, and we saw how Ember Moon had so much more than just the title at stake and what she could win that night. And now you have a very rare opportunity where Charlotte goes in as the champion, but she herself can win something too.
Yes.
Usually the champion only has something to lose. Charlotte can walk away with something as well.
And, dare I say, an ultimate challenge?
No, thank you. That way she can kick out at 3.5 like Hogan. But what I'm looking forward to, too, is we still have a briefcase in play, and there's all sorts of different options. What I would like to see, we'll get to our predictions at the end, but what I would like to see, here's a spoiler, I want to see Asuka beat Charlotte, and then I want to see Carmella cash in, and then I want Asuka to beat her, too.
Oh.
Because tonight is about Asuka, and eventually, whether we like it or not, we feed her to Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, speaking of which, perhaps the biggest free agent they've ever signed. That's what they're claiming. What do you think about Ronda Rousey so far in the WWE, and what are your expectations for her tonight?
You know, she's really still finding her footing, which is understandable. She's been in this company for 2 months, 3 months, not even. And so her finding her footing in this business is what we're looking at right now. This is her first match. She's never had a wrestling match before.
Yep.
So, you know, I expect her to be protected. I expect Kurt Angle and Triple H to be the utmost professionals and Hall of Famers that they are.
Yep.
To make all the bells and whistles and everything around Ronda Rousey look and feel like a WrestleMania match.
Absolutely. And the thing about
And Stephanie's there too.
And the craziest part about this, and I'm not trying to bury the thing because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but there's a good chance that the worst match tonight has Kurt Angle and Triple H in it.
You're right.
That's how good this card is. That's how good this Mania is going to be, is that Kurt Angle's probably the clunker.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be interesting.
It's unbelievable. What do you think of our two? I know you're really excited for Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles. Let's go to the Raw side of things. What do you think about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns? Do you think it's almost, and I know I don't believe myself either, but do you think it's almost too obvious that Roman Reigns wins? And is there any chance that Lesnar just walks into that building and keeps shocking people? He wasn't supposed to beat The Undertaker until he did. Could he beat Roman Reigns tonight?
Fool me 5 million times. Shame on somebody. But I've tried to think that this was going to be the time that they're like, no, it's not going to be Roman Reigns. It's going to be the other guy. And it's always Roman Reigns. So it's Roman Reigns. This is what we've been building to. We've spent a year, an absolute year, calendar year, saying that we need to find out who's the better person at beating The Undertaker. Well, the moment's here. The moment is here at this WrestleMania in the same building. So but let's just do it and be done with it.
I'm telling you, you have Lesnar go over, everybody goes, oh my God, Brock Lesnar just keeps shocking me in the Silver Dome. And then he puts the belt on the ground and goes, peace out, bitches, I'm going to UFC. And then on Raw, we figure out what we're going
to
do. They don't listen to me about anything. So here we are. The match that I think could very well be the match of the night, and the one that if I was booking this thing would go on first, is the Intercontinental Championship three-way. Do you think this is Finn Balor's first IC title? Do you think Seth Rollins becomes a Grand Slam champion? Do you think The Miz just breaks our hearts or makes us happy, however you feel about that guy? What do you think of the IC title?
I definitely have to think that this is Finn Balor's night. The guy has been over since NXT. The fans really like him. We've kind of found a new renaissance with the Bullet Club kind of reforming, the OGBC, having them kind of reignite.
The OGBC, BYOB, TGIF, TCBY.
TCBY.
Right, ABC, NBC, CBS.
1, 2, 3, Do, Re, Mi.
All of it.
Yeah. So having him win basically kickstarts exactly what the Bullet Club was originally. right? Finn Balor captures the light heavyweight, IWGP light heavyweight championship. Then Gallows and Anderson capture the heavyweight tag team championship, and they start their dominance that way. Just ignite it the same way.
The chair is open and officially open to be open, and we know there was a bunch of people that wanted to be
Otherwise, I'm going to walk around. I have an XLR cable.
Don't be shy. Sit in the chair. Talk to the world. Tell you what you think is going down at WrestleMania. What is going to be... So yeah. Let me ask something that's going to be potentially a polarizing, controversial decision.
No, now you don't get to sit down, Maddie.
What did Maddie do?
He walked like he was coming and then turned and was like, ha ha!
All right, we're not doing teasers, all right? You're either going to turn heel or you're not. So here, before we get to Maddie, who's come all the way from the UK to be part of WrestleMania,
yeah.
I want to ask you something that it splits the crowd right down the middle. You either really want it or you really don't. But I've got to admit, I heard the name Hulk Hogan a lot this weekend. Is there any chance that the man that named the Silver Dome returns to action in the building?
No. I don't actually think so. As much as I want it, I want Hulk Hogan. I want Hulk Hogan to show up. I love red and yellow. It's a ton of fun.
Ketchup, mustard.
Yes. But
it's a good combination.
I just don't see where he's inserted into this show.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. It's like he should win the Andre Battle Royal. It's like, well, first of all, no, he shouldn't. Second of all, no, he can't. And then people are like, right. Well, he should be Braun Strowman's tag team partner.
No.
First of all, no, he shouldn't. Second of all, no, he can't.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem with Hogan, is that it seems like we're allowed to talk about him again. But again, what's he going to do in that building? He can't, like, a doctor goes like, Hulk, never move again. You're broken. You broke yourself. And so there's nothing physical he can do. And if he just comes out and goes, what's up, brothers? Please forgive me. It's like, well, that's weird. What a weird way to start the show. You know what I mean? So as much as I think we need to acknowledge the legacy of Hulk Hogan because he's the Babe Ruth to this company's Yankees, I just don't know how we actually get him on there. But I got to tell you, I heard the name Hulk Hogan a lot at that Hall of Fame and a lot all weekend.
Hillbilly Jim's still talking about him.
Hillbilly Jim is still talking about him. Hillbilly Jim is just live tweeting old Hulk Hogan matches right now for his speech. We have our first guest in the chair. His name is Maddie Wilson. You know him well if you listen to the New Age Insiders. He's come all the way from the UK.
Yeah.
And now that you don't need to introduce yourself, Maddie, thank you for being so...
How the hell are you?
We're doing great, man. I really do believe that this is going to be one of the best WrestleManias ever. And I mean it, could be the best wrestling show, not sports entertainment show, this company's ever put on. We'll all find out together. But Maddie, what are you most excited for? What made you get on a plane from the United Kingdom to come to Louisiana to be here live?
Asuka versus Charlotte.
What about it?
100%. I love Asuka. Asuka's my favorite wrestler. Charlotte's my top five favorite wrestlers. This match has the hype. Absolutely. This is WrestleMania at its best. It's got the hype. Asuka and Charlotte's entrance is going to be everything. There's going to be fireworks. There's going to be color. It's going to be... Dare I say it's going to be Rock Hogan worthy? I think.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
I think it's going to be.
How many times do we hear young lion, old lion?
Oh my God! You want to play a drinking game where all you and your friends will die? Watch Rock and Hogan from WrestleMania, and every time that Jerry Lawler says young lion and old lion, take a drink, and then you won't make it through the show. You'll never know Triple H fights Chris Jericho. You'll never get there
because you'll be dead.
That's an interesting question, Matty asked, and let's have some fun with it. What do you guys expect to be the entrance of the night? What did the crowd think? What's the entrance of the night? Probably, right? Triple H loves to book himself over.
Finn Balor, baby! We're gonna get the demon!
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm gonna say Shinsuke Nakamura.
A returning James Ellsworth who finds a way to not only win the first Women's Money in the Bank briefcase, but cash it in successfully.
Yeah.
James Ellsworth, your new women's champion, because we don't know what we're doing. Maddie, what is gonna be the match of the night beyond the women? What's gonna be the
beyond the male match of the night? In terms of wrestling, I'm going to go with Shinsuke and AJ. I know it's a cliche answer, but I just think that's going to be the men's match of the night.
Who wins?
Shinsuke. I think because Okada's here, and he hasn't been wrestling all weekend, I think he's here just to watch Shinsuke and get that title.
I think Shinsuke Nakamura and Asuka both win so Vince McMahon can take a picture of both of them as champions and go, please forgive me for Takamichi Nuku.
Yeah. But so in terms of entertainment, I think
there it is.
Hey. Undertaker. Undertaker versus John Cena is going to be the spectacular like just a highlight of the evening. Basically, it's going to be the WrestleMania moment.
I think you might be right,
Matt. Yeah, but you're assuming the Undertaker's here. I haven't heard anything. He hasn't accepted the challenge, Matty.
Well, to be fair, we didn't know Sting was at Starrcade 97 till the deadline either.
Yeah,
look how much fun that was. Just don't put Hogan in a sharpshooter. He won't tap out. Matty, thank you so much for joining us live. The chair is now open. We love
you,
and we'll talk to you very soon.
Great.
Now that the chair is open, come on down, be on the air. And now I'm going to talk about the man himself, because perhaps the longest sentence I've ever seen on a wrestling poster involves The Undertaker. Have you guys seen the official WrestleMania poster? It's John Cena, The Undertaker's shadow, and it says, "So look, we called Mark, and we're not sure if he's going to come or not, but he might, and if he is, it'll be fun, and if he's not, we're sorry, so we made him a shadow, and that way we didn't promise you anything." It's like, holy crap, that's like 75 words. The Undertaker is unannounced, but he has been called out for a month now by John Cena.
Yeah.
What do you expect to see? Is The Undertaker here? And if he is, what does it look like?
I saw Michelle McCool. She was on my plane here. So I'm assuming he's here.
Okay.
So I think we're going to get spooky dead man Undertaker. I don't think we're going to get American badass Undertaker.
But the coat! The coat is still in Orlando.
Yeah,
and
right.
What about the hat?
Yeah. So the hat and the coat are retired.
I hate that.
That's what we officially found out.
I cried for a hat.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought it was for him.
Well, now he's rocking the hood.
He's rocking
the hood with the wig underneath.
The Undertaker got
cool
me
look.
So good. He's like, I thought he was retiring, but instead he's like, I don't like this coat anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, we all shed a lot of tears for that jacket. But
right.
Okay.
We also found out that his wife hated that coat, too, and that's why he kissed her.
Right. Well, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah,
I've left the duster in the jacket for you, Michelle.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I have a tough time believing we're going to get the American badass Undertaker, but it's like the only one I want to see because...
Kid Rock's here.
Again, we like stripped off the spookiness, and he's like, I'm not spooky no more.
But then he showed up at Raw 25 and he was spooky.
I just don't know how to say goodbye to the Undertaker.
Goodbye.
I thought I said goodbye to... No, I know how to. They don't know how to tell me.
Put him in a coffin. That's been the whole gimmick.
I thought I said goodbye to The Undertaker when he and Shawn Michaels and Triple H all hugged and cried. Then I thought I said goodbye to The Undertaker when Brock Lesnar tried to murder him. Then I thought I said goodbye to The Undertaker against John Cena. Now I'm going to have to say goodbye to The Undertaker next year. It's like Brett Favre. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Just go home. I love you so much, but get out of here.
Secondary note, I hate Brett Favre.
Yeah, sure. But I do like The Undertaker. We've got a chair. It is open. Introduce yourself, my friend.
My name is Mike, at Main Event Swerve on Twitter.
Ooh, baby.
And this is a thrill to be here, guys.
We're excited to have you.
It's a thrill to have you, and we love you. And he just became an NAI Patreon, and so can you. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Mike, what are you excited for most? What made you come all the way down here live to WrestleMania?
So it's two things, truthfully. I mean, this is probably the most stacked WrestleMania card ever, you know, for sure. A little better than 32. I think everyone would agree with that. And honestly,
32 blue.
Yeah,
and we were there. That
kind of blew. It's a great logo, but the, you know, WrestleMania kind of blew that year. But anyway, I really like the neighborhood. And I really like just the experience of being here. I mean, honestly, I was telling Jason, this feels like NAI access, to be honest. And it's all these great people
on
Twitter.
I'll do a signing.
All these great people. Yeah, you can sign my hat. There you go,
Sweet.
Liam. Awesome. But yeah, I mean, it's just all these great people, and this is a wonderful event. And you know, just so proud of you guys to see. You guys at the Hall of Fame, to see you guys, you know, here at a WWE-sanctioned event, you know, at the Mania Club and everything, and I just couldn't pass it up.
Well, it's genuinely great people like Mike and everyone here that came out. That's what makes the New Age Insiders experience, is the people that make the experience. So thank you so much for being here. And now, I gotta ask, what match are you looking forward to most? Why are you here? What do you think is gonna be the highlight of what should be a great WrestleMania?
Honestly, I think it's two things, to be honest. I think that it's Charlotte and Asuka, you know, because I think, honestly, y'all, I honestly think that streak is going to end tonight.
Oh.
I really do.
I would have Charlotte win, but they don't listen.
I mean, Charlotte is what I think, well, okay, if we're talking about, let's say, comparable to Bill Goldberg's record, I think she's about 173-0 at pay-per-views or something like that.
Yeah,
sure.
And
all right.
Asuka's undefeated, but she also hasn't fought Charlotte at a pay-per-view. Yeah.
Goldberg's final record was like 390,008. It was like unbelievable. Like that guy would go on a weekend trip and come back with 100 more wins.
Now,
what
it's
did you
awesome.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome that in 2018 we can sit here and legitimately say that one of the matches of the night is going to be a women's match.
And it is going to be.
From a few years ago when there were timers out there that women's matches from entrance to commercial was like 2 minutes.
And that 2 minutes was terrible because they didn't care about the talent they brought in.
Yeah.
And now they do, and it shows. And these women, like I've said before, these women have changed their world.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Let's not go crazy. women's wrestling isn't going to bring peace to the Middle East, but
I don't know. But I don't know. They're going to wrestle in India if or something can. At the greatest rumble.
But their world, the women's wrestling world in general, these women have changed it, bettered it, and made it literally an integral part of these events.
Yeah.
And that's something worth noting, because you should be excited for what's going to go down in there, which brings me to another match I want to talk about, which is, now, again, it is, I think we can all agree, that it's at least socially unacceptable to drive a pencil into somebody's forehead, right?
But
when the Joker does it, we're all like, ooh, I like that character. He's the bad guy. So it's also bad when you make fun of somebody's weight and look at Nia Jax and be like, wow, in your gear, you look like a walking leather couch. That's bad. But that's why Alexa Bliss did it, because she's the bad guy.
Right.
Alexa Bliss
bad girl.
Alexa Bliss walks in champion. Now, you got to look at these cards, and you got to understand that even though it's Mania, one or two or three heels are going to win tonight.
Yeah.
Is Alexa Bliss one of those heels?
No, because we've been sitting here and waiting to crown Nia Jax as a top player in the women's division for what feels like 5 years now. And so I think that this is time for her moment. She's been built up as this babyface in this rivalry with Alexa Bliss.
She is the babyface. Right. Alexa Bliss is wrong, and she's right.
Yeah. And so we're going to crown her as the good guy. She's gonna be the triumphing hero.
I hope so. I think this is also one of those matches where it won't be, but I would just have Jax walk in there and crush her to pieces.
Yeah, like China and Ivory.
You know what I mean? Like, I would just have Jax. If Jax is gonna win,
dominate.
There's no need to protect Alexa Bliss. We get it. That girl is as part of the future as any woman on that roster.
Right.
Rousey, Charlotte, Asuka included. They are so in on her that I don't need to protect her tonight. What I need to do is go in there and say,
this girl is mad as hell, and she's not going to take it anymore.
I'm Nia Jax. I'm one of the most unique. I'm one of the most unique female talents we've ever had in this company, and I need to go out there and show that I am girl Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I am Girlberg. Well, that's Shayna Baszler.
That's Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler. Yeah. Girlberg, folks. Hashtag Girlberg. So I do think that Nia Jax is going to win. I do admit I would have Alexa Bliss win, because I need to create bad guys, and I need you to not like them. I need you to boo somebody the way you boo Tommaso Ciampa.
Right.
And I got to do it however I can figure it out. Mike, the Battle Royals are happening. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and based on that trophy, the Ovary the Top Rope Battle Royal is happening with the women. Who do you think is going to win those things, and do they mean anything to you?
Well, I got to tell you, ever since the interurinary invitational or whatever it was you guys were talking about.
The fallopian tube challenge.
Why did they add red little, like, ribbons?
That trophy is unbelievable.
Well, I think Bill said it all. Bad Blood presented by Tampax. You know, that's quite a name there. But anyways,
good night, everybody.
But anyways, okay, so honestly, I think that this is a moment for Sasha and Bayley. Because there's been so much groundswell, there's been so much complaints, even the Saved by the Bell backstage segment a few weeks ago. By the ring bell, exactly.
Yeah,
and I think what's
coming to the
NAI
Network in 2018.
You got to be a Patreon for that one, guys.
Yes, you do.
But I would just say, I think it's going to be either Sasha or Bayley winning that one. I can't really decide which one that is, but I think that when it comes to the men's battle royal, it's got to be someone that, you know, maybe even comes up from, let's say, NXT. I think that it could be a surprise, and maybe...
Adam Cole's weekend? Does he win it?
The gimmick should
He's not tripling up.
The gimmick for this show should be that Braun Strowman wins the tag titles alone, and the Revival win the Battle Royal together. And that way we got a tag team doing Braun Strowman stuff, and we got a Braun Strowman doing Revival stuff. That would be such a fun gimmick that
the theme.
It's been a while, and I haven't mentioned how much I love Braun Strowman, so I just want to take a time to mention, I love Braun Strowman.
Me too. Mike, real quick before we let you go, is this Brock Lesnar's last wrestling match?
I think it is, at least for a while, you know. And the thing is, one note that you guys should know is that Dana White was talking about being here at WrestleMania for Ronda Rousey, but he does not know that Brock Lesnar's wrestling tonight. So he might want to check a poster somewhere.
I heard that story too. I do not believe it. It makes absolutely no sense. Mike, you're the best. Main Event Swerve on Twitter. Give him a follow. Give New Age Insiders a follow. You're all here. You have telephones. And we really appreciate you being on, man. It's great to finally meet you. Thank you so much. All right, the chair is open. Come on down. Be on the air. This is what we do. We are a community-driven platform. Introduce yourself, my friend. Great jersey.
Yeah. I would love one of those jerseys.
It says Mania Club.
I know.
It's like high quality. It's well made.
It's like Shannon.
Pete from Louisiana.
Pete from Louisiana. What brought you all the way from Louisiana down to Louisiana, Ben?
Yeah, what happened?
WrestleMania.
What are you excited for the most, pal?
I'm excited for that Asuka, Nia Jax match.
Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be outstanding. Yeah. Man, who wins?
Asuka gets disqualified, and Carmella cashes in on Bliss.
That's not a bad idea. What are you? Is this your first WrestleMania?
Oh, this is my fourth WrestleMania.
What makes you go from being a fan on the couch to somebody that goes and physically shows up to the event? What makes you want to be here live?
I just love it. It's a passion. I always loved it my whole entire life. And now that I got a good job to do it, I'll just do it now.
I love it. And that's the thing, like, being there at TakeOver last night, there's just a certain energy that comes with this weekend, and we're walking around, and we see all these faces, some of which we've never met before, but we can all tell that we love the same thing. Shinsuke Nakamura's dancing in the middle, and we all know the words, and it's just, I don't think there's anything quite like pro wrestling.
Are there words?
Those are words, right? There's at least sure. O's and H's, I don't know. But it's just, we all love the same thing, we're pulling the same rope. And we're here together because wrestling brings us together, and I don't think it's hard to make friends.
Yes.
You just got to put everybody in the same parking lot, and then it's, you know, it's like Lord of the Flies. We'll all figure it out.
Yeah, we develop a community. Yeah, exactly. In and of ourselves, and we eat a pig or something.
Yeah, and we'll throw a rock on the fat
There's
guy.
There's a pilot in a cave.
You don't worry
that was
about
Lord of the Flies,
it.
Right?
Yeah, or we're lost.
Where have been Braun Bray Wyatt?
Who do you think is Braun Strowman's mystery partner? Is that Bray Wyatt?
That's Bray Wyatt. It's going to be Bray Wyatt, but it's going to be Braun's. Brother, what I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah. I don't hate it. The thing is, and I know they're not going to do it, but I would so have Braun Strowman win the tag titles on his own.
Yes.
Because everybody's like, oh, you're going to bury the bar. Stop it. Stop talking. Stop it. That's not what we do. That's not it. It's not about the bar being bad. It's about Braun Strowman being unbelievable.
Yeah.
Goldberg beat 173 guys in a row, not so you thought WCW sucked. It's so you know
they did that on their own.
Right. So you understood that Goldberg was a rocket ship that you had to try to fight and wrestle. And so if Braun Strowman just wins these things and defends them once, it's an amazing story. We've never done it. And it lets me know that Braun Strowman is the big deal that I think he is already and certainly can be.
Absolutely.
Pete, thank you so much for joining us, brother.
Much.
We're really excited for WrestleMania, and we hope you have a good time in there, pal. The chair is open.
Hope Elias opens the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do with the Drifter? Jesus Christ.
He's going to win the Battle Royal.
Oh, wonderful. It's something to do. Colin loves the Drifter, by the way. Shout out to Colin Wall, the Drifter. Perhaps the Drifter's biggest fan. But
he loves him. He tried to seek him out on Bourbon Street to, like, get him to, like, I want to sign his guitar.
Did you see that he did a live performance?
He went into a bar and just jammed.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Colin, who doesn't at all. It's weird. I thought he would. He doesn't care for Samoa Joe one little bit.
No, not
think,
at all.
Do you think Joe's part of this show, or how do we bring Samoa Joe back?
I think that if anybody, he's Braun Strowman's tag team partner.
Braun Strowman's partner?
So, we have somebody sitting in the chair.
Who do we got, buddy?
I'm Zach from Wyoming.
What brought you down here to Louisiana for WrestleMania, my friend?
I always wanted to do it. Lifelong dream. Girlfriend and I saved that money for the better part of 2 years, and we're here.
What are you excited for the most? What made you come down and make the trip?
Just the event itself, but I'm always a big fan of Sami Zayn, and with Daniel Bryan's return, who couldn't be excited about that?
Let's talk about Daniel Bryan.
Do you know that every single time we have somebody sit here and go, hey, I'm excited for this match, I go, oh, shit, that's right.
Right, this card is loaded.
That's happening, too.
What do you think about Daniel Bryan's return? Obviously, you're excited for it, but what are your expectations physically? Obviously, I think we put him in a tag match to ease him into things. What are your expectations for Daniel Bryan tonight in his first match in years?
Well, it seems like that they're trusting Bryan to do a lot of the heavy lifting because of the attack that he had from Kevin and Sammy. It seems like they trust his health and that he's in a good enough spot that he doesn't need to just stand on the apron for this match, that it's not going to be just Shane McMahon versus Kevin or Sammy.
What does Shane McMahon jump off of? We're all thinking it. Is it the set?
He's gonna.
Is it a plague mask nosedive?
Nope. He's gonna.
Unintended.
He's gonna bring back the roller coaster from last year.
Get on
the roller coaster, cut the track, and then he's gonna fly off the track and into Kevin Owens.
And then a shooting star press somewhere in there.
Right, exactly. And then Sami Zayn will just go, whoa. And that's because that's what Sami Zayn does. He just goes, Kevin Owens, you take all the bumps, and I'm just gonna go, whoa. Speaking of Sami Zayn, he's now a heel. Is he going to get his job back? And what do you think about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and their future and their placement? Kevin Owens being like a former Universal Champion doesn't really feel close to that title. Sami Zayn, I think he's been looking for his identity for a while. What do you hope to see from those guys when this show is all said and done?
I hope that they separate them at some point. I like the team of Sami and Kevin. They work really well together. They have good chemistry, obviously. But it seems like their careers can never be separate at this point, is that they're just so closely tied to each other, and Kevin's had a lot of success, obviously, and Sammy hasn't so much, and you can see now that Sammy's in a better spot because of Kevin, but can he keep that momentum on his own?
Because that's temporary, right?
Right.
And also, how excited are you for Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn for the last time for the 14th time?
I will be excited every time because I know you can deliver.
And a completely unrelated note, I'm just going to ask this question, no bearing to anything at all. We recently found out that former independent wrestling icons El Generico and Kevin Steen were found alive in Mexico. Your thoughts on that?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment. No bueno. No comment.
No bueno. No comment.
Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. All right. The chair is open. Come on down. Let's talk about Daniel Bryan. What are your expectations for Daniel Bryan physically? I think he's going to be the ovation of the night, or at least tied for it. But what are the expectations for Daniel Bryan physically moving forward?
I said it on the show, and I do believe it. I think that we're going to ease him back into it, but Daniel Bryan is going to be a member of the main roster full-time for the next 2 or 3 years.
What do we do tonight, though? What do we do? What don't we do? Is it balls to the wall?
It's balls to the wall. We go for it.
When he did those turnbuckle spots in SmackDown, he didn't seem like he was holding
back. He looked like he was going to miss and launch himself into the first row.
Yep.
He's been itching to go for years.
It feels like he has been at a red light revving his engine for 2.5 years, and it finally turned green. And he's going to bomb down that highway like you've never seen someone drive.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. The chair, that anyone can come on down and be part of. You might not know it by the way he's dressed. He's very subtle about it, but he calls himself the Balor Club guy. And so, Balor Club guy, we see you at these events all the time.
All the time.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What are you most excited for WrestleMania? I bet I have an answer.
Well, you might. It might not be obvious, no. But
does Finn Balor win this Intercontinental title?
Yes, sir.
You think so?
Balor-mania.
I think he probably will, although we've got to start rewarding Seth Rollins for having the match of the night all the damn time.
All the time.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what we do with him. I would bring him over to SmackDown and have him be the champion of SmackDown because that show needs him as bad as he needs that show. But we'll figure out what happens. I think Finn Balor's going to win that Intercontinental title too, but eventually we need to reward Seth Rollins for never messing up. He just blew out his knee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And eventually we got to get him back to that place because he doesn't feel like where he was 2 or 3 years ago, which is a shame because he might be the best overall performer on the card. Beyond Finn Balor, what are you looking forward to most? And you expect any title changes? Just what do you think is going to go down in that building tonight?
I think we're going to see a lot of memorable moments. You know, me and my parents, we drove from New York for this, so it's just being there, just the entranceway, just all the people, the matches and memories. I mean, you gotta look at it. It comes full circle. Daniel Bryan is returning to the same stadium where he won the WWE Championship. So
pretty
just
cool,
for
right?
him to come back and have a match, to get through everything he went through, it's like he said, fight for your dreams.
You know
your
what
dreams
else is,
fight for you.
You know what else is cool too? We stopped doing pyro on Raw for 52 weeks. We kept all the fireworks, and they're in that building right now.
Yeah.
So instead of getting some pyro sometimes, we get about 11.5 Fourth of Julys tonight. So that's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be literally no.
So much so that they actually lined the outside of the building, which we won't get to see.
We didn't party this hard when we beat the British. It's like unbelievable what's going to go down
tonight.
You know what I mean? And so, like, instead of like, you know, hey, maybe Brock gets pyro sometimes, they're like, no. But a small bomb will go off in New Orleans, and that's how we make it up to you for 52 weeks of programming. So at least there's that. Because that's the thing, too. It's like Ryback would be like, he would like wave, and there'd be pyro. It's like, what the hell's going on? Like, what? It's so much. Like, space it out. Brother, thank you so much for joining us.
Brother.
We really, really appreciate
guys.
It, man. Enjoy the show.
Thank you
so much for coming on down.
All
right, we're going to be live for another 15 minutes or so.
We got to do the card, right?
We got to do the card. We got to get our predictions, but we do have a chair. We got a couple more people that want to be on. Come on down.
Come on.
Jedi Fett, come on down. A New Age Insiders Patreon, valued community member, and now live on the air with the New Age Insiders.
What's up, honey?
What's up, boys? First of all, Jedi, thanks so much for coming down. We love you.
You're welcome.
What are you excited for most about this WrestleMania that really should be a good one?
Besides us.
Meeting you guys, obviously, again.
That can't be it.
I think that Universal Championship match is going to be pretty okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
All right.
No, go ahead.
What do you think about the fact that, you're a giant Roman Reigns fan, which is totally cool. I don't hate Roman Reigns. I hate the Roman Reigns experience because everybody else hates it so much. but I don't hate that guy the way the internet does. But what have you thought about a year build? This is the first time in a long time, basically since The Rock, which is this weird anomaly, that we spent a year building this thing and the payoff's tonight.
Honestly, they haven't done it as well as they could have. Yeah. Because
Brock is awesome.
They're probably going to do it in the whole video package tonight. Just for one, just blah, here it is.
Yeah, well, because the MVP is the editors.
You could show their match at 31. You can show the triple threat after that at like Battleground or whatever it was. You can show where Roman just can't quite get over that hump. But they haven't talked about that at all. It's just been like, you're the dude with 22 and whatever.
Yeah,
and
yes, that's it. Yes or no, The Undertaker is the grumpiest special guest referee in history for this match.
Oh, that would be a terrible no.
He's the guest zombie.
Did you guys see at the pro shop? There's
the guest
a shirt.
Zombie?
There's a shirt.
Is that right?
And it's a tombstone, and it says, "The streak ended today," and it's like the
that's
day the streak
terrible.
Ended. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that an Undertaker shirt? Is that a Brock Lesnar shirt? Is that just a get bummed out when you need to feel like look at something and cry shirt? Like, who purchases that?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there was a literally.
Just,
it's just
no,
a gravestone.
No, just to get a bummed out when you want to cry, you just look at something.
That's how Good Charlotte like became a band.
Yeah,
I think
they
were on the Vans Warped Good Cry tour, weren't they? Like that was just how that worked.
Also, follow my band, I Cry Tears.
Yeah, as I fall down this well.
Do you watch this? Is that why you watch this? Is sad?
Yeah, this is sad.
One of my favorite
on
shows.
NBC.
But it's obviously a gigantic weekend, and you have Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
What else are you looking forward to? What else do you think is going to make this a special, memorable weekend that you guys will never forget?
The big thing is, as I've told you guys before, if anyone's listening, I got back into wrestling in 2015. I watched the show Arrow. Stephen Amell was going to be on SummerSlam. I'm like, sure, I haven't watched wrestling in about 10 years. Let's get back into it. And then the night after at Raw, they bring back Sting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my favorite guy of all time. And then I'm like, who's this Roman Reigns horse looking fella?
He's so wet.
He's just wet, and he's like a full human centaur.
Yeah, it's a Moan stallion that made a wish to become a man.
Exactly. And so,
who is this genie that's granting these wishes?
I got hooked. Shaq, when he guest hosts, because he was Kazam.
Somehow fell into Twitter, somehow fell into you guys, found out we lived 2 minutes from each other.
Show.
And we're like, all right. And it became I'm all in on this. And then just the people like, L.A., Colin, and Ant, and all the freaking Rob. I've never met Rob. you can meet these people too. Go to patreon.com/newageinsiders.
Look at this commercial this thing's turning into.
But seriously, Rob stayed at our room this weekend because, that's totally cool when you invite strangers off the internet to just come crash with you for a weekend.
You know, we weren't supposed to get in cars with strangers Uber anyway, and then Uber was like, forget it. And I'm like, all right, fine. This is the Camry that my don't know this person, but I'm getting into. Deal.
So over the last couple of years, I've had some ups and downs and all this stuff, and the NAI neighborhood has just been there the whole time. You guys in the Patreon chat rooted me through my first 5K, I'm like talking to you guys during. I'm like, this sucks. You're like, you can do it.
I couldn't do AK.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. I couldn't do an M.
And then I got family and friends, and then it's just, it's just a really, really awesome experience. Because like I said, I've had a lot of ups and downs. But I mean, the person who's been there the most is obviously my girlfriend Emily.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. So
I thought I could make WrestleMania pretty special.
Yeah, do it, buddy.
I don't know if we could do something weird.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh my God, yes. Are we gonna have this?
Oh
no!
I'll hold this stuff.
You want to take that? Thank you.
Uh-oh.
All right. So,
here.
Come on over.
Oh geez.
You got enough room. Go ahead.
It's very on brand.
Go ahead.
We're about to lose all of our momentum.
He did the fist thing first.
Ah, damn it, Roman Reigns.
So I've waited a long time to ask you this, Emily Elizabeth McSweeney. Will you marry me?
Love is real. The New Age Insiders proving that love is real, one proposal at a time. This is officially our second NAI Mania proposal. So somebody out here, it's your turn next year.
And look at that. What a bummer. Bill was not recording.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Go be with your fiance.
Go be with your fiance. Go do this.
Do you know at one point Jay-Z had a fiance named Beyonce?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's very odd.
It's pretty unbelievable, right?
I still think it's weird that my face is so close to Maddie's balls last night.
Weird, but not unexpected.
Yeah, no, I know.
All right,
so we got one more. Come on down.
One more open
Sit
chair.
On down.
Come on down. Well, two more. We got two more. That's right. A beautiful belt.
No, we got one more.
All right,
we got one more.
We'll make it. We got to get through the raffle.
Yeah, we got to do the raffle. We got to do our predictions.
What is your name and where did you come from?
Summers at Villainess Havoc on Twitter.
I like that name.
Ooh, very fun.
I came all the way from Port Allen, Louisiana, a little town 75 miles north of here.
All right.
Okay.
What's your favorite town in Kentucky? Hillbilly Jim asked.
Well, I'm partial to Jim Cornette, so I have to say Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. Great.
Cool.
What makes you come down to WrestleMania 34? What are you excited about
well,
most?
Well, I wasn't going to come, but then what pushed me over the edge was that breaking news alert that I got that said Daniel Bryan is cleared.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, oh my God, you as a wrestling fan now must go because you know what the match is going to be. It is going to be Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania in a town that's not but an hour and a half away from you. You have no excuses now. You must go.
When Cody Rhodes first won the Ring of Honor Championship, we brought him on this show and we talked to him and I said, Cody, how do you know your reign is successful? How do you know that Cody Rhodes is doing his job? And he said, if more people come to the shows because I'm the champion, I've been a successful champion. Daniel Bryan is putting asses in seats and makes you want to go to the show.
Exactly.
That's how you know he's a draw.
And even Uncle Dave Meltzer, he even mentioned that after they announced that match was official, that now they only have floor seats available and that he is a hot seller for tickets.
A needle mover.
Yeah,
legitimately.
And it's amazing. And one more match that I came to see, personally for me, is Stephanie McMahon and her hubby Triple H.
I love Triple H.
Versus so Ronda much. Rousey and Kurt Angle. Because I've been a big fan of Stephanie McMahon. I know she's a heel. I know some people don't like her, but I've been a fan of her since 1999.
You're not supposed to like the bad guys.
I love Triple H.
You're not supposed to.
Don't tell me who I'm supposed to like.
Don't tell us who we're supposed to like. Guess what? Team Heel is the coolest team ever.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes. Awesome.
No,
so thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have the raffle to do. Enjoy WrestleMania.
You guys too. And thank you guys for coming down.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the predictions. We'll let him give his too. Predictions. What do we got? What's the card? What's WrestleMania prediction time?
All right. So the card goes down as this. We have AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. Let's go with that first.
For the WWE Championship, I think that Shinsuke Nakamura and Asuka are going to have big nights for Japanese wrestlers around the world, and it's an image thing for WWE that needs to prove that the issues of the past that have been racial intolerance are moving behind us, including the fact that we have never really embraced Japanese pro wrestlers the way we're going to with Shinsuke Nakamura and Asuka tonight. So I expect Nakamura to win.
I'm going to go with Nakamura as well.
Real quick, Nakamura or Styles?
Nakamura.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Ricky. I'm from New York. You can find me on Twitter at Ambassador Biggs. Also the executive producer of KOTR _ podcast on Twitter, Kings of the Rings podcast.
Boom.
Go to the next one?
Yes.
Ready?
All right, let's go to The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor.
I want Finn Balor so bad. I kind of think Seth Rollins is going to get his thanks for the last couple of months of TV award, but I think that if Finn Balor is ever going to get close to the guy that he was on SummerSlam night when he won that title, he needs to start winning things of consequence.
Yep.
And being the Intercontinental title champion is the right fit for him, the right fit for that belt, and the right call. I gotta think it's Finn Balor, so much so that The Miz will retain.
There was a big, big middle finger stuck to Ring of Honor in NXT TakeOver last night. And we're going to continue that Ring of Honor middle finger.
Rich Palladino,
everybody.
The best ring announcer in the history of the business.
So the OGBC captures their first title.
All right. What do you got?
Since the Universal.
As much as I would love Balor to win, we're not seeing a demon tonight. And even if you did see the demon would have to win because the demon's undefeated.
Right.
You know.
Good, we got you.
Yeah, Seth is at this point kind of bigger than the IC. Even though it would be great for him to get a Grand Slam, I don't think he needs it just yet, and he still has time to get it. I think you reward the person who's been carrying and elevating this title for over a year. The Miz Intercontinental Championship World Tour continues and it becomes the cumulative, have the most days as Intercontinental Champion.
He'll get there. Retains. He'll get there, but he should lose tonight. What do we got?
All right, the next match on the card, we have Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev for the U.S. Championship.
Please, dear God, I've had such a great weekend. Let Rusev win.
Oh, it's
please.
It,
just
he
let
has
it,
to
like,
win
finish it
on
off.
Rusev Day,
it,
right?
It is Rusev Day. It's, you know how April Fool's and Easter
yeah,
are on the same day this
yeah.
year? WrestleMania
and,
Day
and
Rusev
Day are
the
on the same day
this year. It's unbelievable.
Right.
He's got to be rewarded for being this over and this popular. The United States title only means what the how much you care about the champion,
right.
And right now you care about Rusev, so make the title important
yep.
by putting it on a guy that's this over. Let's go, Rusev.
Yeah, Rusev.
Rusev all day. He comes out in 30 tanks and he wins.
30 tanks.
30 tanks. 34 tanks.
34 tanks.
Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax for the Raw Women's Championship.
Alexa Bliss, because I need you to be as mad as you're going to be when it happens. I need bad guys. It's wrestling. I need heat. It's WrestleMania. I need not all the faces to win all the time, because then you get accustomed to it and I can't surprise you. I need some bad guy to win. She's my best female bad guy. She might be my best bad guy, period, not named Tommaso Ciampa. I need heat and I need Alexa Bliss to win.
Nia Jax, she gonna win.
Bliss retains, Nia destroys her afterwards, Carmella cashes in.
Great.
The pre-show has the Cruiserweight Championship on the line. We have Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali.
Let's go Cedric Alexander, one of my favorite performers since his time in Ring of Honor. I think he's just so physically gifted. I enjoy him as much as any part of the Cruiserweight division. I would like to see him win. This is a totally selfish pick. I like Cedric Alexander. Let's go Cedric Alexander. I hope he wins.
I like everything that Mustafa Ali has been doing over on 205 Live.
If he does win, can he come down on an elephant and say, Mustafa Ali,
Ali,
Ali, Ali,
Ababwa. Of course.
Oh, man. My heart says Cedric. My fantasy team says Mustafa. But if I had to choose, probably I'd like Cedric.
I love that.
Right. All right. So for those of you guys that are here right now, I was just asked to make an announcement. We have 10 minutes left to get raffle tickets. So get on over there. They're on sale for 10 more minutes. Let's get that done, and let's continue the card here.
I have an announcement, too. Follow us at New Age Insiders. You all have telephones. And we're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com if you like what you hear.
All right, we have the Battle Royals are on the pre-show. Let's jump into those. Let's go over the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Who wins that?
I would have the Revival win because it's fun. I don't know if it's legal. It's also pro wrestling, so it doesn't matter. The world champion could be a bird if we wanted it to be. So I would have the Revival win. If not, give it to the Drifter because he needs something to do, and I'm not 100% convinced he's Braun's partner.
I think it's either going to be the Drifter or Samoa Joe in a return.
Okay.
I feel like Samoa Joe could work. I mean, I really don't have a preference on who wins. It's not a match I'm really looking forward to. But if I have to choose and I'd like to see something, like, different, I would like to see the Revival become the first tag team to win a Battle Royal.
I like that too, right?
Yeah.
The WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. Who wins that?
The Ovary the Top Rope Battle Royal for the most offensive trophy in the history of the business.
Oh, relax.
I would have Banks win by screwing over Bayley, or get you and have Bayley win by screwing over Banks. But I need one of them to either win or eliminate each other so I can get to back to Brooklyn this summer and have them fight on the main roster in an environment that they've owned in the past. The winner, I don't care. Let's say Dana Brooke, because I don't care.
is James Ellsworth eligible? He won the first Women's Money in the Bank.
Let's go with that.
No, I definitely think Sasha Banks is going to win by screwing over Bayley, because it's going to come down to a final three. They're going to look at each other like, hey, we should team up and eliminate this person, then fight, and then she's just going to eliminate Bayley.
Right. Or we just have Curt Hawkins get the weirdest first win of his life.
Yeah.
Fantasy booking perspective, I mean, I love Sasha. I'm a big Sasha mark. But from a fantasy booking perspective, the iconic duo beats Sasha and Bayley, and they win it together because they're like true friendship. However, I think this is what's going to go down. You're going to have kind of a Tommaso Ciampa, Gargano kind of moment with Sasha and Bayley. They're going to hug. Ben Bailey's going to, you know, Bayley to belly him and throw her out. Bayley wins. Sasha then goes on to SummerSlam and beats Bayley.
And chokes her out with a knee brace. Go ahead.
All right, we have Charlotte Flair defending against Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
I expect Asuka to win for all the reasons we've been talking about tonight. I would have Charlotte win, and here's why. In 5 years, Charlotte Flair is definitely in this company. In 5 years, Asuka may be in this company. Charlotte Flair is definitely, without any doubt in my mind, going to be booked and created as the greatest women's wrestler of all time. She will win 16 championships like her dad. Vince McMahon will stamp her like he has stamped anyone that he wants to be an all-time person. John Cena in the female variety. And so you got to give her these kind of wins. It should be that Asuka was this comet, and then she ran into Charlotte and wins. If we're not going to do that, again, I would have Asuka beat Charlotte and then beat Carmella, because tonight's about her, and then in 6 months we feed her to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I think that Asuka is going to win, maintaining her undefeated streak, and then Carmella is going to cash in and win.
Oh, I just don't like it. People bitched about Brock getting the streak, and he's a gorilla. You know what I mean? That we booked. Remember that time? Remember that time he molested John Cena at SummerSlam?
Yes,
you know
I
what
remember.
I mean? Like, we can't do that with Carmella.
This happened last night when Shayna Baszler beat Ember Moon, and people on Twitter were complaining that, oh, she deserved better. To which I respond, that's how you're supposed to feel.
And then she got a check for $50,000 and you look
Carmella,
stupid.
If Carmella takes Asuka's streak and you're all pissed about it, that's how you're supposed to feel.
It's pro wrestling, guys. Like, you guys would have, young fans would have just been destroyed by Rowdy Roddy Piper. You're supposed to not like people.
All right.
Yeah, this match here will set up the main event of next year's WrestleMania.
The Undertaker versus Asuka.
Yep.
All right. Cesaro and Sheamus taking on Braun Strowman, and it's TBD.
I really, really hope that Braun Strowman wins the tag titles by himself.
Yes.
If he doesn't, it's probably the Drifter. It's not Hulk Hogan. I don't know what else to do other than that. I would have him win them alone. I guess we have the Drifter come out, and then you have to please explain to me why these two guys are hanging out, but I don't know what to do if not.
I love Braun Strowman so much. I want him to rip something apart.
Will it be one of these names, Batista and or Bobby Lashley?
I think so. I think it might be one of those big returns.
Yeah.
So there
Boo.
You go.
Boo.
You say the big return for Raw. I think the Drifter comes. They become a new Sheamus and Cesaro as kind of a strange bedfellows, and they win the tag titles as a Symphony of Destruction.
The Symphony of Destruction.
This guy came with
Isn't a name.
Isn't that a Final Fantasy, like, summon or something?
This guy came to the prediction show with a name for the team.
Yeah.
All right, the tag team championships on the line from SmackDown. We have a triple threat. It's the Usos, the New Day, and the Bludgeon Brothers.
We all win. The Bludgeon Brothers don't need to be here, but they're fine. I'm just looking forward to basically anything the Usos, anything the New Day do at this point
right.
is just good. Put them together, and how can it not be? Will this be the night that we finally see someone's head caved in Negan style with those stupid hammers
yes.
that you don't use?
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for the Usos, because what I would do is say, you've never even been on the main card before, and now you're not only going to, but you've earned it, and you're going to win.
Yeah.
I would have the Usos, because we need to start rewarding these guys for such great work. I would keep the belts on the Usos, but there's really no wrong answer as long as the actual sledgehammers don't win the belts.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. But I'm going to go with the New Day.
They rock.
They rock. I think this is going to kick off the night. And so the New Day win.
I think the Usos are going to win. I think they do deserve it. Fantasy booking-wise, I would love to see AOP come in and make it a fatal four-way.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, we have Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey taking on Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
And the no-brainer award of the night.
Yeah, you're the winner.
Yeah.
Vince, somehow. This is going to be like, again, this might be the worst match on the card, and it's going to be great and fun and incredible.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle, a limited worker. You ever notice that he's all like calloused up since his retreat? He looks like a human thumb.
Yes, he does.
You know what I mean? It's like weird.
He looks like, you ever see the movie Spy Kids?
No.
He looks like a villain in Spy Kids.
Deal. What my expectations are for Angle and Hunter to do a lot of the work, and the finish should be a double tap where Rousey taps out Steph while Angle's tapping out Hunter.
Yeah.
But I also thought, well, there's absolutely no way he'll beat Sting. So my finish is Hunter pedigrees Rousey and wins and laughs, and we all go home confused.
Ronda Rousey wins.
Rousey wins.
Great.
Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
And the runner-up award winner for most obvious match of the night.
Shane McMahon turns heel because no one sees it coming and Daniel Bryan is too obvious.
Ooh, very fun.
That's what it
Ooh,
is. Daniel
fun.
Shane McMahon turns heel because it's so easy to see Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, folks. Daniel Bryan, the heel, might be fun. He's a babyface. He's going to get babyface reactions. I cannot get, like, they tried for a year to get you to stop liking him.
Yeah,
and then you liked him more. Yeah. I need Daniel Bryan to be a babyface. I need the shirts. I need the chance to make sense.
Yep.
So he can't turn heel tonight, but Shane can.
Right.
And that's what I expect to happen. Or Daniel Bryan just wins and we have a barbecue with the fire.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens win because they need to get their jobs back.
Yeah, so, to pin Shane then?
Only
this company would bring Daniel Bryan back to lose, but you're not wrong.
But no, it's for the same reason you're saying. They're going to break your heart again. A McMahon is going to break your heart again by screwing over Daniel Bryan. And here we go, WWE Championship WrestleMania 35.
There we go.
Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Universal Championship.
Let's go Lesnar. I would have Lesnar beat, again, he shocks you in the Silverdome. He wasn't supposed to beat The Undertaker, then he did. He's not supposed to beat Roman Reigns, then he does. He leaves the belt in the ring and goes, see you later, suckers. I'm going to UFC, and then we figure out the belt on Monday. I have been to 3 straight Manias. This is the 4th. Roman Reigns ending the show to boos is no fun. Yes. I don't even care if you do like him. I don't hate him. But I'm tired. I've watched like 50 WrestleManias as a kid where everybody went home.
There's only been 34.
Super happy. And then I go to these ones and everybody's just like, we had to cry for the jacket last year. And then nobody wanted Hunter to be the champion.
I did.
And then Seth Rollins saved the day. I would have Lesnar win. It's absolutely not going to happen. Roman Reigns wins. It's the easiest call tonight.
Yeah, Roman Reigns definitely wins. And that's because at WrestleMania 31, the kids weren't ready, right? We still needed Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose and Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt and AJ Styles wasn't here. And so the roster was in a very different place. And we needed Brock Lesnar to carry this championship and be the champion of this show while everybody was getting ready to be main eventers. Well, they're all ready. Roman Reigns, whether you love him or hate him, is a top guy. We've been building this story for a year. Let's get it over with. Have him beat Brock Lesnar, send Brock Lesnar on his way, and we move on so that any of your favorites, if you don't like Roman Reigns, the Seth Rollins, the Bray Wyatts, the Finn Balors, the Mizes, the John Cena,
the Dean Ambroses
of the world, they can now take that step to win that championship now that Brock Lesnar is out of the picture.
What do you got?
Real quick.
LOL, Roman wins. Brock goes to see Dana White in the crowd and signs his contract.
Oh, very fun. I like that.
Finally, does The Undertaker versus John Cena happen?
Yep. The Undertaker beats John Cena to death with Kid Rock.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just picks him up and hits him with Kid Rock.
So the interesting thing is that The Undertaker is some sort of undead zombie witch or something.
Yeah, sure. What's going on with that?
And it's going to be funny because he's actually going to tag with an undead zombie witch that is Kid Rock.
Yeah, that's going to be. Like, did you see him at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he looks like some sort of voodoo priest.
Be more Kid Rock. It's like unbelievable. Yeah, The Undertaker will show up. We called him a bitch on TV for a month. If he doesn't, it's like, who is this person that I spent my whole life rooting for that wouldn't go in there and kick some ass?
Yeah,
he's got to show up. He's got to kick John Cena's ass. And in 35, we have a double retirement match.
Great. All right. Now we got to wrap this thing up.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us live from Connor's Cure Tailgate.
Thank you very much.
We hope that you all have enjoyed the show. Again, you can find us at New Age Insiders all over the place. We're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com. We're a community-driven platform. So happy to be here. My name is Jason Maltok.
I am Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. Please find us on all platforms at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website NewAgeInsiders.com. Where you can find everything that we've got going on, patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Why? Because at WrestleMania, outside the Silverdome, we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Enjoy it!
We out!